Larry Razavi and his out-of-town checks with our theme wrapping up right there means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM program number 550 in that continuing series. As you're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of central Minnesota, KASM Albany 1150 AM, KDDG Albany 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. We're coming up on 15 minutes now before the hour of 12 noon. I'm still trying to get a hold of Jimmy, and so we're going to put some music on by Jimmy Sturr and his orchestra. Here he does one, a tribute to the legends, one called the Just Because Polka.
Just because you think you're so pretty, and just because you think you're so hot, just because you think you've got something that nobody else has got. You made me spend all my money, you laughed and called me old Santa Claus. Well, I'm telling you, baby, I'm through with you, because, just because. Think you're so pretty, and just because you think you're so hot, just because you think you've got something that nobody else has got. You made me spend all my money, you laughed and called me old Santa Claus. Well, I'm telling you, baby, I'm through with you, because, just because.
Jimmy Sturr and his orchestra, great number there. Just Because Polka, coming off of his Tribute to the Legends CD. And that was recorded with Willie Nelson. Uh-huh. Alrighty. So we're now at 13 minutes before the hour of 12 noon. 73, our current temperature here in Albany. We have Jimmy on the line. We're going to bring him in right now. Say good morning to Jimmy Sturr. Jimmy, how are you doing?
Well, good morning to you, Si. You're warmer there than it is here in my hometown.
Is that right?
Yeah.
What have you got there about?
Well, it's about almost 60.
Almost 60. Yeah, we're at 73. It's going to be a beautiful day here in central Minnesota. So.
Oh, that's great.
Well,
that's
Jimmy, great. Welcome to the airwaves here in central Minnesota. Lots of folks know of you, have watched you, followed you on all of your travels and music making and so much more. Don't almost know where to begin. How about we start with the beginning? Where were you born and raised and
wow.
Who were mom?
Well, Si, you won't believe this, but I live, born and brought up, and I still live in the same house.
Really?
All my life. And I live in a little village called Florida, New York, just like the state. It's about 60 miles north of New York City, and it's in the beginning of the Catskill Mountains.
Okay.
And I've lived in this town in the same house all my life.
My goodness.
I got into the music... we're known as like the onion capital of the country. We grow probably pretty close to 30% of the nation's onions.
Oh, really?
And, of course, people came from Europe to work on what we call the black dirt. We have about 22,000 acres of pure muckland, black dirt.
Mm-hmm.
And the people from Poland and Germany came over and settled in this area to work on that black dirt, raising onions. And, of course, they brought their traditions with them, one of which... was their music, and that's how I got into polka music.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
In fact, even, you know, the funny thing, growing up, my high school dances, we always had polka bands playing there, and the local other villages around my hometown all had polka bands playing at their high school dances.
And then
our local radio station played polkas every day, and, you had those weddings, in this area, of course, the majority were Polish, and they'd have all these three-day Polish weddings, and that's how I really got into the music.
Oh, my goodness. So what was the instrument that you got started on first?
Well, my first one was a piano, and then I went to alto saxophone, to clarinet, to trumpet, and that was pretty much it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And take it up in school already, or was it after school when you started playing?
Oh, no, I started. I was really young. I probably started playing piano when I was about 5 or 6 years old.
Okay.
And took piano lessons and stuff like that. And, I graduated school right here in my hometown. And then I went off and graduated from one of the military academies.
Oh, okay.
And, of course, had to go in the Army after that. And the band stayed together. I was about 11 years old when I started the band.
Really?
And I got out of the Army, and the band, stayed together, and I just never looked back, just kept right on going.
My goodness. Uh-huh. So did you guys have a lot of ballrooms and venues to play in New York back in the days, or do you still have that many yet?
Well, in this area, not really, because this is sort of a very rural area. Like in my hometown growing up, it was about 1,500 people. Now... we're over 2,000 now. But, we had the local little dance halls. They might have fit 250, 300 people. And that's where I started.
Okay.
Playing the weddings in these dance halls.
Mm-hmm.
And, then I started playing the high school weddings, the high school dances and stuff like that. And that's how I really got started in this area.
Well,
and then one time, I just branched out. Yeah, I think it was like an hour away from where I live was a very, what I called, man, I'm on the road,
uh-huh.
Finally. It was like an hour away.
Oh,
I was so
boy.
Excited, man. I got booked,
yep.
Out on the road.
Uh-huh.
And that was really my very first time of really, playing outside of my little village of Florida, New York.
My goodness. And what did you start out with, Jimmy? How many piece band did you have going there?
Well, I always had sort of a bigger band. I think I started, probably in high school or even, I think I was actually in grade school when I started, about a six-piece band.
Okay.
And, in fact, it's funny, my mother was the president of what they called the PTA,
uh-huh.
Parent Teachers Association.
Yes.
And she was the very first one to book our band at one of those PTA meetings. And I was like, I'm going to say 12 years old, and we played for the parent teachers after their meeting, and that was our very first job. And that was with about six guys. And then, you know, in this area, you know, the styles of music are completely different from where, you know, what you people have.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's what I grew up on.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of the bands were from Connecticut and from Jersey, all over. And they all had like 8 or 9-piece bands, just like you do, only uh-huh. instead of the tuba, and they had a regular bass player.
Oh, yeah, string bass.
You know, so I sort of had a similar band to the bands that, you know, came from this area, and I still do to this time.
Uh-huh.
You know, I still have, you know, the sort of the same style and stuff like that.
Yes. My impression is high energy, more on the Polish style, what we call it here in the Midwest, Polish style. And but very, very, how would I say it? Very pleasing. I mean, people that love to dance, young and energetic, really can step up to your music.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, it's you know, it's got a little bit of a brighter tempo than, you know, the Midwest, and,
mm-hmm.
and the people, you know, look, they got different styles all over the country. We go out to Texas, and it's, you know, they have that Tex-Mex and
mm-hmm.
The German style and you know, Czech style,
yep.
and it's completely different than ours. But they enjoy our style of music there.
You bet.
So we go back there every single year. And you know, and then I was lucky. I read a book one time, and it was an autobiography. You mentioned Willie Nelson.
Yeah.
And I read his book, and in the book it said Willie Nelson got his start in a polka band back in Texas. So I thought to myself, man, if I could ever talk to Willie Nelson, I'm going to ask him if he would record with us.
Yeah.
So sure enough, I get the opportunity to perform with Willie on the same stage with him. And after the show, I went up by his tour bus, and we were talking. I said, would you ever consider recording with our band polka music? He said to me, I'd love to. And that was the beginning of a real good relationship with Willie Nelson. In fact, he's actually recorded 5 CDs with our band.
My
goodness.
And then
back then, we started touring quite a lot with Willie. We'd be doing Farm Aid. I mean, I'm sure you might have heard of Farm Aid.
Yes, we did.
And, you know, I did many Farm Aids with Willie and, you know, all those other guys. And that was the beginning. And then, you know, I always enjoyed country music. And then I was good friends back then with the Oak Ridge Boys.
Yeah.
And then when the first time I recorded with Willie, the next one I did was with the Oak Ridge Boys.
Oh, my goodness.
And since that time, I mean, I've just recorded, you know, so many have recorded with our band. I mean, Ray Price, Mel Tillis, you know, just... so many of those, even some of the rock and roll guys that you might remember. One of my favorites was a guy named Dwayne Eddy.
Oh yeah,
Dwayne Eddy was he was an instrumental guitar player.
Yeah,
he had quite a few hits. One of which was one called Rebel Rouser.
Yes, yes.
And you know, he just passed away this past year, actually.
Yeah.
And he's done about 3 or 4 albums with us. In fact, one of the albums is. He is on playing guitar, and Willie is on singing polka music.
Oh, my
goodness. That was pretty cool, you know, in the studio to be hanging out with those guys.
Absolutely.
And then I got a CD out with Lee Greenwood.
Uh-huh.
Of course, you know, God Bless USA.
Absolutely.
And guys like that, you know. And so I've been very lucky in the polka field. You know, I've always wanted to try to make the polka field a step above. You know, like maybe never, it'll never be rock and roll, but it could be. You know, it could be up higher, you know, and I got my reasons why it never did, but,
yeah.
You know, I sure tried to, you know, make it, you know, a family sort of a music, but, I succeeded in some ways. One way, we're the only band ever in the history of the Grand Ole Opry to perform on the Grand Ole Opry. They don't allow trumpets or saxophones. And we've been on 4 times. We've been on the Grand Ole Opry.
My goodness.
So that's pretty cool. I'm sort of proud about that. But, you know, some of the things we've done, and, you know, you won't believe this. I got to think about it. Just Thursday, they called our office to perform in Cuba, down at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm pretty, you know, I don't know what I'm going to do because, you know, it's funny. You play down there 2 days. But there's only 1 flight in and 1 flight out per week.
Okay.
So the bad thing is, you play 2 days, but you got to stay 7.
Okay.
So I'm not sure I'm going to do it. But anyway, it was pretty cool that they asked us.
Absolutely. One of our local bands was invited to Guantanamo Bay a couple of years back. Name is Brian Brigham and the Mississippi Valley Dutchmen.
Oh, really? Yeah.
They had a wonderful experience there. They said it was just really, really good. So we wish you well if you take that up.
Well, I certainly thank you for that. And maybe I should talk to Brian and see how he enjoyed it for a whole week.
He can maybe give you a few pointers on that one.
Yeah, he might be able to,
Absolutely. Well, Jimmy, you've probably pretty much made a career out of music. A lot of people in our area here, it's a sideline for them. But for you, it's been a full-time career, I understand. And you've also owned a music recording studio as well, huh?
Well, you know, I own a few things. I own the local radio station. I have a travel agency, and we go on those cruises. We take a lot of people on the cruises.
Yeah.
We're actually sold out for the one in January.
Already? Wow.
Yeah, and we're over 800 people. But, you know, it's the record label, just a few other things.
Sure.
I do it full-time.
Uh-huh.
And I enjoy what I do, so...
And you must have some good people working around you, huh? You can't.
Oh, I do. Sure do.
Can't possibly do it all by yourself. Spread yourself that thin. So good for you. Well, great. Well, Jimmy, if we can ask you to hold that thought for just a moment. It's 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. Time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market. And then we'll come back to you, if that's all right.
That's great, Cy.
All righty. So Cy here with greetings from the St. Joe Meat Market. The broad of the week this week is a brand new one. It's our fresh, unsmoked cowboy butter brats. They are especially good for breakfast with eggs and toast and maybe some hash browns or breakfast potatoes. Yum! What a great-sounding breakfast. Come in and try some for yourself. This week, you can take 30 cents off each package at the checkout counter, all week long, unlimited quantities. Cooking and serving at the brat sale out in front of the St. Joe Meat Market this weekend is the St. Joe Men's Lions. Come out on Friday and Saturday, show your support for a great organization while enjoying a brat and a beverage for a very reasonable fee. Also, Mother's Day, just 1 week from today, and the fishing opener happening this upcoming weekend. Two more great reasons to stop and shop at the St. Joe Meat Market. As always, for more in-store specials at the St. Joe Meat Market, like us on Facebook, look for us on the web at www.stjosephmeatmarket.com. You can always call 320-363-4913 for more information. Good luck fishing to all those heading out for the opener, and a very happy Mother's Day to all those special ladies in our lives, and we thank you. And Jimmy, for being our guest on the program, and this is how it works. We put up a nice meat package at the St. Joe Meat Market, and along with KASM Radio, we send that out to your priority mail. You get it in a day or so, and hope that you and those around you enjoy it in good health. How does that sound for you?
Well, Cy, that sounds wonderful. I'm looking forward to receiving it.
You bet.
You don't have to do that, but I thank you so much.
Well, we hope you enjoy it. Have you been known to enjoy a brat or any of those special entrees at the various festivals?
Sure. I enjoy, a brat or, a sausage. Sure, I enjoy that
Hot
a lot.
Dogs, wiener schnitzel, all that good stuff.
You bet. Oh, sure, yeah.
You bet. I always like to say we still take in nourishment, so good stuff to take in.
You're right there.
You bet. Well, Jimmy, so over the years, and, you started out, who would you say influenced you the most in music? Was there a particular musician or a band that you liked to listen to and you kind of patterned yourself after at all?
Well, again, there are so many great bands here on the East Coast. Just like you have, your style, where you people are, we have similar things. And I used to laugh at it. I'd go every 6 months and change my favorite band, another favorite band. And, so I grew up, I could tell you the names, and I'm sure your listeners, probably the majority, would not have ever heard of, like, guys like Frank Wonorowski, or Gene Vishneski and his orchestra, or the Connecticut Twins, or or Al Soika, and Walt. So like those were all bands out of Connecticut. Most of them lived around the Hartford, Connecticut area, and I enjoyed them all. I can't say that I didn't enjoy them. I mean, I just enjoyed each band. You know, and when I was younger, I had the opportunity. I go out to see these bands in person, and I always enjoyed their music. But you know, as far I try to create my own style.
You did, okay.
You know, which I did somewhat. And my style. If you hear my music on the radio, pretty much you'll know who it is.
Okay, very good. And you mentioned you own a radio station. You do a program on there then, or you just...
Oh, yeah, sure.
Do you really?
In fact, I have a syndicated show, and I'm on about 28 or 29 stations. And I'm also on Sirius XM every week.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Yeah, I'm on Saturdays and Sundays. I'm on at 1 o'clock Eastern, and it's coming up. You know, it just started. It's on right now on Sirius XM.
And you pre-record those then?
Say it again.
You pre-record those shows then?
Oh, sure. I have a studio right here in my house.
Oh, you do?
So I get up, have a cup of coffee, bring it down, and record the shows.
Ah, awesome. That is awesome. Oh, man.
But,
it is
you
so...
You know what's really cool, Si, and I can't remember the name of the town. All I can remember is the Landglade County Fair, and that was up in northern Wisconsin, and we did this, and we used to play quite often up in that area, and especially doing a lot of the casinos all over the place, even up, what's the one that's out right outside of Minneapolis?
Probably Mystic Lake there.
That's it. I played Mystic Lake quite a few times.
Oh, okay.
And then we go across and play the Fargo Dome.
Oh, yeah.
In Fargo, North Dakota, but... One cute little story you were talking about, favorite bands. Well, we're playing this Landglade County Fair, and I see this man. The place was mobbed, several thousand people there. And right in front of the band, I see this guy sitting in a wheelchair, and he looked so familiar. And finally, I had enough nerve after quite a while. Finally, I said over the microphone, I said, "Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not really sure, but I would love to know if that man sitting out there in the wheelchair is Dick Rogers."
Ah.
And he put his hand up.
He did.
And it was Dick Rogers.
Oh,
and I stopped the show. I got off the stage, went over to him, shook his hand. He was one of my all-time favorite German-style bands.
You bet. Yeah, from Wisconsin.
There were so many. I mean, you guys had so many great bands. You still do.
Uh-huh.
You mentioned the Bruggen band.
Yep.
I know about those guys.
Uh-huh.
And I know they're very, very good. But you know, there's so many of those. The Six Fat Dutchmen.
Yep.
And his son, Harold Loffelmacher's son, he and his wife would travel to the East Coast quite often just to hear our band.
Oh, my goodness.
And I know I didn't see him for quite a while, and then I heard that he passed away.
Yeah, just like a year ago or so that he passed away. But
yeah,
he was up in his 90s, and it was getting hard. You know, life was getting harder for him. But a great tradition there, the Six Fat Dutchmen, one of the truly great Dutchman bands from central Minnesota. So you bet. Yeah.
And when I played Mystic Lake, I always heard about New Ulm, Minnesota.
Oh, yes.
So, we tour by those big tour buses.
Yeah.
So we get there, and I think we're playing 2 days at Mystic Lake. So I went and rented a car, and it's not too far from Mystic Lake to New Ulm. I forget, I don't think it was an hour's ride, I don't think.
Exactly, yep.
And just to go to see New Ulm so I can say I've been to New Ulm, Minnesota. So I went there, and I thought, geez, that was good. And another one of my favorite bands was the Wendinger Brothers.
Yes, another New Ulm band, yep.
Yeah, and I enjoyed that band, the recordings and stuff. And in fact, I think they played with us once or twice at Mystic Lake.
Okay, I believe it, sure. Yeah.
But anyway, I got to see New Ulm, and I went to they got a brewery there.
Yep.
And I thought that was pretty cool, going to New Ulm, Minnesota.
You bet. Well, Jimmy, we have to ask you, so what is your instrumentation in the band like these days? What do you use for instrumentation?
Well, I pretty much have the same, for years.
I've got
three trumpets.
Okay.
Three saxes.
Wow.
Which is alto and tenor.
Uh-huh.
Of course, rhythm, which is drums, bass, and piano.
Mm-hmm.
An accordion.
Okay.
And I use a fiddle player.
Oh.
And we do a lot of, you know, we'll get down to play around Louisiana quite often. And, you know, of course, down there, fiddles are big.
Yeah.
But, you know, we've inserted those, the fiddle, into the polkas. And it fits very nicely, as I'm sure you know.
Absolutely. You bet. Even around here, a lot of our smaller variety bands, the country slash polka bands, will use a fiddle. That's very common. Really fits in well.
Sure, sure. And another guy that tours with us, he's a guitar player, actually, and he is the leader of the Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
And now, he, you know, they tour all over the place, but he only lives 2 miles from my hometown. So, we've known each other for many, many years. And about 20 years ago, I said to him, why don't you come play in our band? And he said, I'd love to do that. So he's been in the band for almost 20 years. You know, the only time he doesn't play is November and December because he's out with Trans-Siberian.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah.
And you know, you were mentioning Harold Loffenmacher and the Six Fat Dutchmen, one of the better-known Dutchman bands. Did you ever get to rub elbows with Frankie Yankovic?
Oh, many times.
Did you?
Oh, many times. He and I were very close friends.
Yeah.
In fact, I have a condo down in South Florida.
Okay.
And Frank and his wife used to come down and stay with us.
Oh, he did. Okay.
Yeah, he come down for a week at a time and stuff, and we always had such a good time.
Well, he was known as the Polka King.
He certainly was.
And
he certainly was.
They did more of the Cleveland or Slovenian style type polka music, but again, very interrelated to everything that we both do.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. But he was a dear man, a wonderful man.
Neat story. They have a German fest at Myers Park in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, the last weekend of July every year. And we went to it in the middle 90s, and they were celebrating Frankie's 80th birthday that time.
Really? Oh, my God.
We got to
now,
shake.
What festival was that?
It's called the German Fest. And it's the last weekend in July every year at Myers Park on the lake there on Lake Michigan. And got to shake hands with Frankie. And they had a giant sheet cake made, and everybody could have a piece of cake. We all sang happy birthday to him. And he was starting to fail a little bit, but he still put the accordion on and played a couple of tunes. And I tell you, it was just really neat to be part of.
Oh, yeah, he was great. Now, I played several times. I played Summerfest 2 or 3 times.
Okay.
And I played Polish Fest probably 12 or 15 different times.
Sure.
At Myers. That's the same park, right?
Same park. Yeah, there
right
you
out
go.
On the lake.
Yes, yes. So you know all about it.
Oh, sure, sure.
Ah, absolutely.
And we toured a little bit with Frankie in later years. We went to Texas and brought Frank with us, several different locations. And he'd actually play with our band.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
We'd feature him, and he'd come out and do his thing.
Sure.
It was pretty cool. He was a great guy.
Oh, that's neat. Well, Jimmy, our time is running down. We want to save some time to play some of your music. But I usually ask every guest about this time of the program if there's a special memory that you have over your career that you would like to share with the listeners. It could be good, bad, or otherwise, anything from getting stuck in a snowstorm to playing for the president's inauguration. What do you have for us?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. I was asked this year to play for Donald Trump's ball in Washington, and we were already booked down in South Florida on a long tour, so I couldn't get out of all those dates. But now, as of today, I've got a new number one.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Being interviewed by Cy.
Oh, okay.
Well, no, I enjoyed it, Cy. It was wonderful.
This is so great. Well, Jimmy, we want to take this opportunity to thank you for joining us on this program. And I tell every guest at this time of the show, if the good Lord is willing, you and I are here down the road sometime. We'll do it again. How's that for you?
Well, anytime you're ready, you just let me know. Now, I can just hear all of your listeners right now saying, why don't they get off the phone with Jimmy Sturr and play some music?
That's what they're probably saying. So we're going to do that. Jimmy, we'll let you run. I'll talk to you off the air in just a moment. But have yourself a great afternoon.
You too, Si. Thanks so much, and have a wonderful day.
All righty, and there he goes. Jimmy Sturr, our 550th guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program on KASM. Don't go away. We've got more music coming up by Jimmy Sturr and his orchestra in just moments. Larry Rezavian is Out of Tone Checks with our theme wrapping up right there, wrapping up our 550th edition of our Musicians Come and Play program. Jimmy Sturr from New York, yes, our guest here on our Musicians Come and Play. What a wonderful fellow, just so down to earth, and you bet, great musician, great polka orchestra. Well, we're going to get things underway right now. This one's called Tavern in the Town Polka, Jimmy Sturr and his orchestra. We'll be right back. Jimmy Sturr and his orchestra with one called the Tavern in the Town Polka. Yes, some high energy, great music there by Jimmy Sturr and his orchestra. Music continues right now. Waltz time. It's the Blue Skirt Waltz. Jimmy Sturr and his orchestra. Jimmy Sturr and his orchestra, very classic recording there, one called the Blue Skirt Waltz. Taking us into the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that's always brought to us by Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, Minnesota. And Jeannie texting me information this morning once again. And what a beautiful morning she starts out listening to all the tunes this morning. Jeannie B's Tours might have something planned for you that will make you happy. Why not join a group of tour friends for an awesome Gull Lake boat cruise guided tour that includes two mystery stops on June 17th. The very entertaining musical Grease at the Chan Hassen departs on June 18th for the matinee luncheon performance. Jasper's musical shows in Park Rapids are always a hit. This year's shows include Jukebox 50s and 60s, gospel highlights, country hits. If you're thinking about a minication, maybe explore the Apostle Islands in September or reserve seats on the Celebration Paddle Boat, Mississippi Riverboat, cruise tour to enjoy the colors of fall. The Smoky Mountains, Nashville, Pigeon Forge, and Gatlinburg, Tennessee are calling you for the Autumn Colors Tour departing October 18th. This Thursday on May 8th, Jeannie B's Tours invites you to the meet and greet at the new second office in St. Joe. There will be two sessions, one at 9:30 till 11, and the second at 1 o'clock in the afternoon till 3:30 p.m. Jeannie B will be showing the itinerary information for the remaining 2025 and all of the 2026 flyout extended tours. You will see Alaska, Ireland, Canadian Rockies, Colors of New England, Holland, Tulip Time, Austria and Germany, England, Scotland, and Wales, Panama Canal Cruise, and exploring Iceland. The address for the new office in St. Joe, 124 First Avenue Southeast in St. Joe. These tours are filling fast, so call Jeannie B's Tours at 320-345-1581 to fill your calendar with fun adventures for the summer. One last idea for the listeners that enjoy a day at the casino. Hop on board the coach on Tuesday, May 20th for a day at Jackpot Junction and receive $15 free slot play, bingo and treats, and prizes on the bus. Call as soon as possible for May 20th. And as Jeannie always likes to say, remember, seeing is believing. That's all for you from Jeannie B's Tours, located in Freeport and now St. Joe, Minnesota. They bring us our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. 25 past 12, and we have a temperature reading at 75 degrees here in central Minnesota. We get back to the music of Jimmy Sturr and his orchestra, and here's another standard polka tune, one called the Beer Barrel Polka. Jimmy Sturr and his orchestra, yes, a great rousing rendition of the Beer Barrel Polka. 27 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon, 75, our temperature here in Albany. Of course, Jimmy and their style of music, they do a lot of oberics, however you want to pronounce it. Here he is with one called the Silver Dollar Oberic. Thank you. Jimmy Stern and his orchestra, one called the Silver Dollar Oberic. Takes us to 12:30 here on KASM. Old time polka time coming your way. Another fan favorite, it's the Champagne Polka. Jimmy Stir and his orchestra, one called the Champagne Polka, and that featured Myron Florin on the accordion there with the band. 27 minutes now before the hour, 1 o'clock, in the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that's always brought to us by Kevin's Countryside, home of the Hustler brand zero-turn lawnmowers, located 6 miles northwest of St. Joe on County Road 3. The Hustler is the original zero-turn lawnmower. It helps eliminate the extra trimming and mowing of your lawn. Kevin, always with a nice inventory of brand-new Hustlers on hand. And yes, I had mine serviced out there this year, and they are ready to go. And it looks like Monday or Tuesday this week, we'll be cutting lawn. I see a lot of folks already cutting lawn throughout the area. And if you've got a Hustler, well, you're all set for the summer. And of course, Kevin does repair work on all makes and models, so he can change your lubricants, belts, and hoses, sharpen your blades. Kevin also accepts trades, so he'll make you a sweet deal on your present lawnmower. As always, for more information, you want to give Kevin a call, 320-363-7459. And like we've been telling you, Kevin, well, he single-handedly puts in the family farm out there, and of course operates Kevin's Countryside as well. So he can't be two places in once. So he's going to be out in the field this time of the year, unless that you call him and set up an appointment. He'll make sure that he's there to show you those brand new Hustlers, service your machine, do what it takes, get you off and running. Now, Kevin also carries the Eagle brand 56-volt lithium battery-powered equipment. He took on that line a couple of years ago. So he's got handheld blowers, backpack blowers, chainsaws and pole saws, self-propelled lawnmowers, and more. They're all powered by that powerful 56-volt lithium battery. Again, for more information, give Kevin a call. His phone number, 320-363-7459. Kevin's Countryside. Yes, he brings us the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. As we come up on 24 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock, temperature reading is 76 degrees here in central Minnesota. Time for just a couple more selections. Here's Jimmy Sturr and his orchestra, one called the Yellow Rose of Texas Polka.
There's a yellow rose in Texas and I'm going there to see. Nobody else could miss her, not half as much as me. She cried so when I left her, it like to broke my heart. And if I ever find her, we never more will part. She's the sweetest little rosebud that Texas ever knew. Her eyes are bright as diamonds, they sparkle like the dew. You may talk about your Clementine and sing of Rosalie, but the yellow rose of Texas is the only girl for me. Starry skies shine bright. She walks along the river on a quiet summer night. I know that she remembers when we parted long ago. I promised to return and not to leave her so. She's the sweetest little rosebud that Texas ever knew. Her eyes are bright as diamonds, they sparkle like the dew. We talk about your Clementine, sing of Rosalie, but the yellow rose of Texas is the only girl for me. Texas, I'm going there to see. Nobody else could miss her, not half as much as me. She cried so when I left her, it like to broke my heart. And if I ever find her, we never more will part. She's the sweetest little rosebud that Texas ever knew. Her eyes are bright as diamonds, they sparkle like the dew. You may talk about your Clementine and sing of Rosalie, but the yellow rose of Texas is the only girl for me.
Jimmy Sturr and his orchestra, one called the Yellow Rose of Texas Polka, and you maybe picked up on that. That featured Willie Nelson on the vocal there. You bet. 22 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, time to wrap up another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here, our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. And we're going to do that with another nice Oberek, one called Laura's Oberek. We'll be right back. Jimmy Sturr and his orchestra, Laura's Oberick, wrapping up our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. We're at 18 minutes before the hour, 1 o'clock, temperature reading of 75 degrees here in central Minnesota.